It's time to sweeten the day with the marvel of Bay Penn Bran Corn Syrup. That's right. A little drop of Bay Penn makes everything better. Just take it from Frendo.
Just another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott.
I'm Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, baby.
We're doing before and after reviews, which we haven't done in a long time.
Yay, we're back.
Yeah, we've taken a hiatus. We've missed a lot of big movies. This is our show to, where we review the movie, we give our thoughts and all that crap right in the beginning, that's the before, and then we go see the movie, we come out, and we tell you what we think, but they're instant reactions.
Yeah, okay. So we have, like, a little bit of time to mull it over before we go, like, this is after seeing the trailer and giving our thoughts of, like, what we expect the movie to be, and then when we come out, it's like, well, how do we feel?
But yeah, but that's our instant thoughts. Like, so they're not really compressed. These are just raw, random thoughts about a movie after seeing them. You know, it's like hanging out with your friends. And that's us. We're your friends.
We are your friends.
Please, please be my friend. Yeah, but today we are talking about director and writer Eli Craig. He is the director and writer of one of my favorite comedy horror films, Tucker and Dale versus Evil, which I think is a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, you definitely should. This is his latest movie. The last one that we saw that he did was a bizarre Netflix movie called Evil Stan. I think it's what it was called. It's where, what's his face from the, Severance?
Adam Scott?
Thank you. I just blanked out. Adam Scott he marries a woman who has a child, and that child is Damien from The Omen.
Oh,
remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it was okay. I actually thought it was pretty funny.
That's right. I do remember this.
I think it was a more of a lower rated film, but I think it was pretty funny. He also worked on the ill-fated Zombieland TV show that never came about. He filmed the pilot.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. That would have been fun.
I heard it was bad.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Poo. But, what do I know?
I really like this director. I really like what he did the last, you know, the first film that I had seen of his. So when I saw this one was coming out and the funny premise and the idea of it, I was in. I will say this is also a Shudder movie.
So this is, did we even say the name of the movie?
Oh,
I don't think you did.
Today we were talking about Clown in a Cornfield.
Clown in a Cornfield. And the reason that we're bringing back before and after reviews is because I've been wanting to, but also we're going to start off with a horror movie.
Is that right? So, that's it? That's all it takes?
I mean, it doesn't take much. I just wanted to come back in the before and after reviews. So,
I also think it's very important, especially right now, what's going on in the world, to support your local theater, go to movie theaters, go see movies again. I understand they're expensive. There's cheaper days of the week that you can go see movies. There's ways to do it. We have the pass. So we have the Regal pass, and
which I just plug this for a moment. They are not our sponsors, but I'm going to just say that it's a really good deal. If you like to go to the movies, it's like $25.99 a month, and you get unlimited movies. I mean, and also you get 10% off concessions.
Yeah, and you can also accumulate points and get free stuff.
Yeah, it pays for itself. Literally, like the ad says, when you go in to the theater, it literally does pay for itself because it's like, what is it now, $20 for a ticket?
Yeah, which is what we pay a month each.
Yeah.
And if you see four movies a month, which is one a week, you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. I mean, like to me, it's a no-brainer. And I think there's a lot of options like that these days that will help out with seeing movies if you love theaters and love movies. And, you know, we love our local theater. So, and we love the people there. And I will say that I'm glad to go. And I'm also glad to completely go and pay for a movie by Shudder. Although we also pay for the app. Shudder. Shudder is, they're trying really hard to be like that Blumhouse. And they're giving a lot of unique voices like a turn.
Yeah.
And I really, really appreciate that. So this is our third Shudder movie, I think, we've seen in the theater.
I think so, yeah.
Usually they don't come to our theater, but when they do, we go and see them.
Yeah, you know, just, I could easily sit on my couch with my blankie and my snacks, but I just love the experience of going to the theater and seeing a horror movie on the big screen. I mean, any movie on the big screen, but really a horror movie. That's fun to me.
Sometimes the audience experience is also worth it.
Yeah, true.
You know, and sometimes you like it. I don't know if people will be going to see this movie. Probably not, but hopefully. And if we have a good crowd of people, that could be a lot of fun. I think we've had some really fun horror movie crowds that were saying the things at the right moments. And,
yeah.
and I've enjoyed that. I enjoy that experience a lot. But yeah, today, I really don't know much about this movie except for we have a town that has a mascot for their local factory called Frendo, I believe.
Frendo.
And Frendo is a clown, and Frendo loves you. I know that much about this movie, and Frendo's on a killing spree. So I don't know anything else about it, and I'm glad I don't.
Well, the only thing I do know is that one of our actors that we really do like is in this.
Oh, Kevin Durant?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, who was just in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, or was that one? I think that's what that one's called.
I think it was Kingdom
of the Planet of the Apes, which he played Maximus.
That was the last one.
Right? Proximus Maximus or something like that. And he was fantastic in it. And I'm so glad. He was also in Abigail not too long ago.
Yep.
He's one of these actors that's been around, and he's so good that it's taken too long for him to get his name out there.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's one of those character actors that just, I don't know why he isn't out there more. I think this movie also has, oddly, Will Sasso in it.
Oh, yeah, Mad TV.
From Mad TV. Yeah. That's funny. I'm sure he'll be one, like, they'll be, like, killed off really quick.
Yeah, probably.
But I really like seeing these people in movies. I love seeing movies like this get made more. So
this is going to be a fun one. I think I have a good vibe on this one. Yeah. It's silly. It seems silly.
A silly slasher.
Yep. And I love that stuff.
If it's anything like Tucker and Dale, the gore should be fantastic.
Yeah.
And the whole concept of it knows it's a joke. And I think that's what he's good at.
Yeah.
Seeing all the films that he's done that I know of have all been around that genre, you know, that horror comedy. So I think he's one of those guys that should be like well known, like Eli Roth, where they, you know, he makes like Thanksgiving and you're like, you should be doing stuff like this where you know you're doing something where you're being scary and disgusting, but also at the same time playing, you know, it's cheeky, it's fun, it's silly, it's ridiculous.
It's hysterical.
And I think that's a subgenre that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
But it could easily also be not good. I mean, it could be really quickly, you know, fall apart. We have no idea.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I either way, I'm going to be entertained.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm hoping for a six, you know?
Yeah. If it's a stupid plot, but there's lots of gore, no.
Or a clever horror icon type character as the lead, that could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Or, you know, the only way I can see this being a little bit, being on the poor side, is if they try to do, like, you know, replicate, like, Art the Clown kind of thing. Because we already have an art.
I feel like going forward, it's really hard not to do a clown thing without thinking of art.
That's true, yeah.
He's kind of now cornered the market on that. I mean, I heard they were trying to resurrect Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I don't think they can.
Not in the same, like, feel.
I don't even think they could do. I don't think clown movies can be successful, but who knows? This one could be a lot of fun. We don't even know what he is.
I know. We don't know what he is.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like Thanksgiving, you know, with the what do you call it? Mask that he was wearing. And that was scary and funny at the same time. I think this is what we got here. I think we got scary and funny at the same time.
I'm hoping.
Kind of like art, but more art like was also like funny. Terrifying. Yeah. Oh my God. I did not just say
terrifying. You did it. You said it.
Anyway, I did. But we're trying to support our local theater and, you know, and shout out to Real Movie Lovers and the Real for Awesome awesome commentary on keeping theaters alive too on Instagram. Those are our buddies, our podcasting friends and movie buddies, and we all agree that we need to keep these freaking movie theaters open.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to our friends.
All right, you want to go see it?
Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, check it out. It's Friendo.
Everyone's favorite clown. Now, tell me, folks, are you a friend of Friendo? I know I am.
What the fuck?
All right, so we're back. And I think I can speak for both of us when we say it was a misfire.
Yes, misfire.
Unfortunately. I mean, you always have that thing where you know that a movie being like kind of in limited release and from more of like a smaller streaming service, you kind of know that you're taking that gamble. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, we've seen some creative stuff from them recently. I think the last two we saw, I know we're in a very huge debate, and I think it's a very polarizing film in a violent nature, which was their, you know, movie that came out not too long ago. And then we just saw Ash, which I think we both liked, but, you know, it has problems.
Yes.
And the same goes here. I think that of the three, I found this one to be the most problematic as a full film.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little disappointed because this movie, it started out fun.
There's a lot of elements here that are like perfect.
They go that extra mile to put that like schlock in there and stuff. And I do appreciate that. But it was fun until it wasn't. I feel like the ending was rushed.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of problems here.
The character setups weren't bad. It bordered on cliche, but it was actually kind of likable. And then when the second half started getting going, when the actual thing started happening in the movie, that's when I was like, there's so many elements there of comedy and gore comedy that is actually fun.
Yeah, it works.
And then it's just like, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. And then everything became too cliche.
Yeah.
And stupid.
It was like one after the other. So we had like some comedy gore, which is good because we love that. But then it got like one after the next, boom, 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 right in a row, cliche, cliche, cliche. We're like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those movies that if you even started breaking it down, what was happening, what's going on, it falls apart so much that everything's questionable. Because yes. I kept thinking about it during our watch. I'm sitting here thinking, where are these people? What happened to those people? Why is everybody else not, like, knowing this is happening? It's just so many things like that. And the more you did that, the more it just keeps kicking you out of the film. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, it's hard to enjoy something like this.
That's true. And, you know, that's a huge part of what's wrong with this movie. It's a major part. Also, the fact that we've seen horror movies that are open-ended, you know, such as Thanksgiving and stuff, where they leave it to the imagination, like, okay, maybe he got out or something like that, you know? But they tried so hard to wrap this one up really quickly. Didn't you find that? Like, it was like the movie was character buildup, and then boom, last 5 minutes of the movie, it's like, oh, okay, this is happening and you have to accept it. We want you to accept it. But I'm like, wait, like, this is too quick for me. Like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
It was just kind of like a smack in the face, like, hey, are you awake? Are you paying attention? That kind of thing. I didn't really appreciate the ending of this movie. And that's a major problem with me. If there's an ending that kind of just leaves you like, eh.
Yeah. And the ending we actually get in this film is one big Hallmarky television channel like ending.
Yeah.
And I was like, what movie? Because something that just happened a minute ago needs to be talked about more, and there needs to be some kind of repercussions for it. And yeah. then it just went, and that's over.
Nobody's talking about any of it. It's yeah. like,
it's just okay, like moving on.
That's a thing that happened, and that's normal, yeah, right? That's normal.
And it's a shame. You know, I found out that this is kind of like a novel series.
It's based on a book?
Yeah, there's a, it's like, I don't know if it's aimed at young adult type of series, but I just saw that the third one had come out, and I saw that the third book, I saw that the author was talking about it online today. So I was like, okay, so this is a book series.
Is it a graphic novel?
No, no, it's an actual novel series.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I can see why it would be. There's like elements there that I was like, okay, I can see how this could be like a culty thing. And I can see why there's like lore in this that's kind of interesting. There's like this element in there where I was like, okay, actually kind of impressed by these weird twists. Like there's okay. a couple, there's two twists where I was like, oh, didn't know this was going to be that kind of movie. And then I was like, all right, that's kind of cool. Does it go anywhere? No. It's just not explored enough. It's just, it's there and it's over.
I'm kind of baffled by this right now because I'm trying to figure out, like, just based on what I just watched,
yeah.
how do they have a three-book series on this?
Well, this one did have an open-ending thing. There is a thing here that is, like, it wasn't finalized.
Yeah.
There is a thing that isn't done. And then there are, like, possibilities of other things. The ending of this movie acts like there isn't, and that's the weird part here. It's almost like they were like, well, there's a possibility if this is popular, maybe we can make another one.
Okay.
But then it was like, no, they must have saw it and said, ah, it's not going to be big enough, so just end it.
Yeah, it was almost, it was open-ended, and also not.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is strange.
I did not appreciate the end of this movie. I liked it up until the last 15 minutes of the movie, and I was like, okay, this is out and out absurdities. I mean,
yeah.
I know that they were trying to go for a little bit Children of the Corn type thing without the paranormal.
I guess.
And they were going for kind of like Thanksgiving a little bit because yeah. they had Founders Day or whatever. It just fell flat for me, you know, towards the end. I was like, all right, I like the funny jokiness of these characters. I like them. I didn't hate these kids. But then they were good until they just weren't anymore. I was like,
there are so many things that needed to be explored and so many different avenues that could have been taken. And like, even the way that things are getting revealed could have been done in like really smart. Mm-hmm. And the movie doesn't seem to care about it. It just seems like moving on from thing to thing. And then clearing the board of our fodder characters, our characters who are readied for the slaughter. Mm-hmm. And you're just like watching each one go as you do in these horror movies. And that's a big problem because it's like, make us like them, make their deaths feel bigger. And none of it really does. It's goofy. And I one of the most disappointing things is how the kills should have been more fun or inventive or creepy, make people like freak out. Oh my God. And want to talk about this movie. But a lot of the deaths are just so generic and or stupid that it was just kind of like, none of this is going to be memorable at all. And it sucks because this is one of those movies again that has a trailer with some inventive ideas in the trailer. Like there is like a narration, which is what I'm going to be putting in between or before and after here, parts of it. And I was like, damn, more of that would have been fun. And it's not in this movie. And it's like, man, there are so many elements I know they could have played with better. It's yeah, just
it was shame. Chock full of cliches. And I mean, and that's fine because, you know, it's hard to not throw at least one or two cliches in a horror movie. But it was just like, I know that they were kind of mocking themselves, but also if you're going to do that, you should also come up with a good plan for an ending. You know, This one was or structure. Just or some kind of structure that there was none of that at all. And although like they set her up and you know to be the main character, I forgot what her name was already, but she's the main character, and I kind of was like more interested in the other kids too. So like I wanted to learn a little bit about them. We did get a little bit, but it wasn't like okay, if you're gonna spend the first what hour of the movie doing character buildup, give us a little bit more. We didn't get that, but and none of it made sense at the end.
Yeah, no, not at all. But I was gonna say nothing really paid off.
There was no payoff at all.
I will say that there was another weird thing going on here where this main actress, it felt like there was two different directors. There was a point in this movie where I was like, okay, someone else just took over, or there was a gap in time where this movie was being filmed, because there's a chunk here where I was like, you know what? I really like this actress. Mm-hmm. I think that she is really interesting. She's doing better than the movie deserves. And then and then something else happened in the movie, and then it felt like, no, now it's all cheesy.
Yeah.
Like, even the acting has gotten a little too cliche and weird, and everybody feels off all of a sudden.
Yep.
And then I didn't know. I was like, maybe these are reshoots? Something else? I have no idea, because there was a part in it where I was like, you know what? They're giving it.
Yeah.
Like this, the father and daughter characters, they're working.
Yeah.
There's parts where every character works really well. And then there's other parts where it's like, no, now it feels like a whole nother movie.
It did.
You know, it's so goofy and weird in that sense that it does feel sporadic. And if I look into it, I might find some trivia about this was like shut down during some kind of writer strike or something. That's a big thing with movies from a certain time period.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot recently where it was like, well, they had to go back and film some stuff later on. And yeah, this could have been one of those test screening movies where they had to reshoot some stuff.
Yeah,
who it knows? Might
have
been.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have to do reshoots on a movie, why don't you try and make it a little bit better? You know,
or maybe it was just like, or add you know, some, clean it up. There's clean, too much cliffhanger.
Up. There's
clean
too much crap in there. Like, clean it up. You know, make it make sense.
Yeah,
this one did not make any sense. It didn't at all.
Yeah, I wanted to like.
I have
it.
Questions.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find trivia on this. There's really not much at all. It's just what you said. It's based on a book, and that's there's nothing here. So
yeah,
hopefully, you know, as time goes on, there'll be more trivia.
And I was going to say, again, too, we brought up the two actors that we actually knew from the movie, and that was Kevin Durant. And I would say that he's really bad in this.
Terrible, actually.
Yeah, I actually did not. He was very miscast and strange, like mm-hmm. out of place.
Yeah.
It was odd. And I will say, though, Will Sasso is the opposite. I actually thought he worked
in
the movie, but he didn't have a lot to do.
He was playing a cliche character as well.
Yeah,
you know?
He didn't have a lot to do, but it kind of fit.
Yeah, I mean, he did fine, but there is no reason for Kevin Durant to be in this. We know that he can act. So, like,
it was
weird. He didn't act at all. And when he did try to act, it was like, who is this guy? Because we know this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't recognize this guy.
Yeah.
It was off-putting.
It was. It felt weird all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say that this film is mediocre. Is it? But it's...
I know. Is it a 4 or is it a 5?
I mean, it's a 5 because it wasn't shitty filmmaking. I mean, it was filmed nice and the actress did fine.
Yeah.
You know? But the plot was lacking major big time, and it left us at the end like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
This is silliness. Like, I don't understand what the ending is. What is this ending? It's stupid.
Yeah, there's some character motivation. Some characters make some choices at a couple points, and I was like, why? Really?
Yeah.
Already? Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was a lot of that. And there was also those, what is that called? The red herrings, where, you know, a character is saying something or doing something or giving a look.
Mm-hmm.
And in this movie, it's unnecessary that some of the characters do it, but it's strange. It's strange.
It is. So, like, that kind of thing works in a movie, like, I'm sorry to bring it up again, but Thanksgiving, it brings to light the fact that, you know, everyone is a suspect, but they do it the right way.
Yeah, I see. Now, it's okay to bring up Thanksgiving because it is the, I would say, one of the most recent successful slasher movies that I can think of.
Yeah, I agree.
It seems to get every element right. The horror, the laughs, the knowing, you know, playing with your own tropes. It's fun, and it gets it, and it has the mystery that is actually kind of interesting. Although it might be a little like maybe it's obvious or whatever, it still works overall.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's kind of a success to me.
I mean, that's going to be the movie that I would compare this to if I had to compare it to anything, because that movie kind of set a different standard. And Thanksgiving actually worked very well. So this one, not so much. I mean, it was kind of a disaster at the end there.
Yeah.
So, but I will give it a 5. It was mediocre. It wasn't something that I'm going to watch again. It wasn't anything that really just blew my mind. There were some ha-ha moments and some like, oh, wow, moments where I wouldn't even say, oh, wow, but like, you know, like, okay, that happened. That's neat. But otherwise, this movie did not blow my mind. I'm kind of disappointed because, you know, I'm always here for, you know, horror movies, but 5 yeah, for me.
Here's the deal. 5s are mediocre, and I would say a lot of the times are the movies I like the least. I know you can go farther down, and that's when anger starts coming in. A mediocre movie, and the reason that we're probably going with 5 is that it's just passable enough to be a movie, but then it slips. I know it's going to slip into forgotten territory.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, that thing.
That's a thing we watched.
Yeah, that was a movie we watched. And I think that is the perfect way to say it for this movie in particular.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not angry.
No.
I'm disappointed.
Disappointed.
But also, like, there was moments I was like, yeah, this is okay. And there were moments where I was like, all right, I want it to end.
Exactly. Yeah. I felt that way, too.
So I know that within a week, if you ask me about it, I'm going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, that was a clown movie we watched.
Yeah. You know what's funny is I'm looking around this room. We're in our loft right now, and we're literally surrounded by clowns. You have about 80 Joker Funkos looking at us.
Yeah,
I have a Pennywise staring at me, and I also have a Killer Clown staring at me.
And you have a mask up there.
And I have a clown mask above my head. So yeah, it's kind of funky.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would say 5. I just wait until it's on Shudder if you want to see it. You don't have to run to the theater on this one, even though we are telling people to go to the theater.
Yeah.
If you don't have the Regal Unlimited pass and you don't want to pay $20, I get it.
Yeah. Or any pass for any different pass. Theater. I know each theater has their own thing, but
yeah.
Yeah, I would say that there might be something in the theater right now that's a little better, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, Thunderbolts and Sinners are in the theater, so definitely better films.
Definitely better films.
So, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome back to Before and After Reviews.
Our ranting and ravings.
I am very excited. I love Before and After Reviews.
What I love about it the most is our struggling to not do spoilers.
Like, I know,
being spoiler-free while trying to review something with tiptoeing.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, because if I think there is plenty of scenes in this film in particular that we both could be spoiling and saying what the problems are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, it's better off not to even do it.
You can make up your own mind, but I personally did not care for the ending of this film. So, whatever. But, you know, just wait till it's on Shudder for free. And I wouldn't rush to see this one. It's forgettable.
Yeah. All right. Until next time, everybody. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Bye.
And remember, kids,
never fuck with Frendo.